Yo, what's up, guys? It's Cody with Do Work.
And it's Steven, who's no longer a host of Do Work.
What?
Wow, just let it out of the bag, just like that.
Bend over, listeners, you just got.
Steven is heading to a department.
Yes, far, far away.
I don't know if we can name.
I don't know either. I don't really think it's a big deal. I have no idea. We'll just leave it at that. It's a big department. They fight a lot of fire. That's where I'm going. Yeah, but we won't say the name of the department.
Exactly. So Steven is pie on us.
Yeah, I'll be leaving the podcast, but I'm going to have two replacements, and the second season of the show will feature Cody and two of his compadres, the three best friends who ever were.
Please help me.
That's the first one. That's Mikey from Recess. I don't know if y'all remember that show.
Hey, yeah, Mikey.
Hey, yo, it's Mikey.
Actually, his real name is Brandon. He is the man they call Brandon. Brandon Williams.
Yeah, I'm the man.
So I'm told. They call Brandon.
I don't know what they call me behind my back, though.
Well, tell us that story about the time you went to Witch Witch.
Oh, I went to Witch Witch. All right, I'm ordering my sandwich, and I go, and I'm sitting there, you know, as you do, just twiddling my thumbs, thinking about how hungry I am. And suddenly the lady, she goes to bring my sandwich up, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Aren't you the man they call Brandon?" And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I am.
Well, no,
it's about
the
time I started getting recognized around here.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Seriously, so we got the man they call Brandon, and that shit's no joke. And third co-host, Geraldo, you've heard him in episode 4 of the Do Work podcast. What's up, Geraldo?
Dear God.
What's going on, guys?
So I'm losing a Steven, and I gain a Brandon and a Gerald. I got to have two guys to replace your ass.
I think that's a net positive.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm winning here. But the good thing is, it's a good thing. We're getting rid of your liberal ass.
Yeah.
But,
I think I was everybody's least favorite podcast co-host.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think it was even. I mean, you got to have the yin to the yang as one fan.
We've
said.
Met so many conservative folks out there
love...
Yeah, it's true.
Firemen.
Yep. Yeah.
I think when you go to where you're going, it's going to be that way, too.
What's crazy is we're in a city and, like, man, it's just kind of down in the dumps and no department's got money for anything. And this was my answer yesterday, or this morning. I said, screw Greg Abbott. Screw the Republicans of Texas who are hamstringing departments and cities all across this great state with this new legislation they passed. Privatize every government service. Privatize it. Bet you didn't expect to hear that from a liberal.
Dear God. Well,
no, I didn't.
Well, that's okay.
What happened?
So do you just have to go to each place and be hated wearever you go?
Hey,
fucking
we didn't say
wearing anything. Your fucking Confederate flag t-shirt with your sleeves cut off, and you're like, hey, fuck y'all doing in here?
Cody, I'm telling you.
No, that's
like,
not what I'm going to do.
He cannot be mainstream.
No, not at all.
Dude, he's got to do this.
You're like, it's a redneck fucking Steven from Texas.
No, I don't think so.
I remember the Alamo, you motherfucker.
I think you should yeehaw immediately when you get there.
I've turned in my background, I've turned in my medical, but I'm still waiting to hear back, you know, final word, like, come on over. So who knows? Maybe they'll be like, your nose is way too big, we don't want you, and I'll be back here in Pampa. And then this whole thing will be awkward, because then we just have two co-hosts who are out of a job, and suddenly I'm back in.
Yeah, that's true. Like, punt!
I don't want to go back to Cody's basement. Don't make me go back there.
Don't make me go back.
I'm not against the mainstream, and I think when I go to a new department, a big department like that, I'll probably be like so quiet and rookie-like, you know?
No, do it like an 80s movie. Like, straight-up 80s movie. Shake your captain's hand and go, yeehaw, motherfucker. First thing you gotta do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, straight to scrubbing toilets. For the rest of the day.
As soon as someone makes you do something you've never seen before, you have to go, what in tarnation?
Not just what, it's like what?
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 Hey, Cap, I'm going to go wash off.
You got to wash it. You got to wash it and push them buttons.
Push.
And then anytime somebody says something, you got to do the whole slap your knee laugh.
Yeah. Yep. And sweep all the makerns off the apron.
You got to sweep the makerns.
Off the apron.
Dear God.
Dear God.
They'll probably send me straight back. Straight back to the hell I came from.
They're like, get the fuck out of here. What are you going to do when your balls are freezing off? Because that's a thing.
Yeah, they get like 27 feet of snow there.
Lake effect snow's for real, homie.
Yeah.
Turnout gear, you don't feel the cold.
Bullshit.
I've been pretty cold here.
You feel the cold once you take it off and you've been sweating and then you put it back on and then it's freezing.
But with all the fires you'll be running, you'll stay warm.
Maybe.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You just leave your gear on. Yeah. Full shift.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And wherever I live, I'll just cuddle with my cats and we'll be good to go.
I don't know. The coldest you ever fucking get in the winter on a structure fire is post-structure fire.
Oh, of course.
And that's all he's going to be in, post-fucking structure fire. He's going to be cold the whole time.
Is it ironic to have hand warmers inside your bunkers?
No.
I think it is. There's something to be said about that.
That's going to be you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're going to have to acclimate.
It takes the body 3 months on average to acclimate to any new climate. So I think I'll be all right. I'll change the way I dress.
Hey,
I'll
dude, wear, I did it with New York. You'll be fine.
I'll wear long johns. I'll wear wool coats. Like, I'll be good.
And it's cool. Wait, like, going up there, you're going to be like, holy shit.
Cody.
I really like this shit.
Yeah, maybe I will really like the weather. Michigan has great wilderness country out there. Who knows? Maybe I'll come back and I'll be a big hunter, fisher, enthusiast.
I thought.
Probably not.
So, yeah. I got to touch on something because you just said it. You said it takes the body on average 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. Where'd you read that?
This was given to me by a friend who reads a lot more than I do, okay. And he makes a lot of money, too. I trust this guy with my life.
So, Cody, because I'm going to hit on our military card. They told us 2 weeks.
They did tell us 2 weeks.
They told y'all 2 weeks?
Complete bullshit.
No, so my buddy worked in...
I was fucking dying.
Oh, you'll be fine. 2 weeks.
My buddy worked in this office in Washington, D.C. for quite a while, several years, and he had a guy from Kenya and another guy from somewhere, I think Canada or up north in the U.S., and it was really cold for one guy and really hot for the other, and they were constantly bitching about where to set the thermostat. And my buddy was like, they've both been here for over a year. It's bullshit. It only takes 3 months for the body to acclimate. So they shouldn't be bitching about the thermostat.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thermostats should go no higher than 65 degrees.
Really?
Yes.
What?
If you are above 65 degrees, you're a commie. Straight up.
A communist.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking call that right now.
You can't be trusted. You can't be trusted.
Right there.
It's the same thing as people that keep their wallet in their left back pocket. You can't trust those people.
Yeah, I can get on board with
that.
Yeah,
see? You
see? I can get on board
with that. Yeah, I'm left-handed, and I still keep my wallet in my right pocket.
It's okay if you're left-handed. Okay.
No, but I still keep...
Well, you're really walking the line here.
I still keep it in my right back pocket, though. I do very few things left-handed.
So is that a thing?
Hell, I don't even pleasure myself left-handed.
Small amount of judgment here.
Why do you have this voice to you like you're narrating porn?
What? It's fun. You should try it.
If you're gonna be a co-host, you're gonna need to learn to project your voice instead of this sling blade shit you're doing.
So okay. I know you like looking at people when you talk, but you're gonna have to look at the mic. Like just like that.
Perfect.
I have to look. I had to put a bullseye on it.
Yeah. Just like that.
We're going to have to paint
now, something. I know you were talking shit, but you see this thing? This thing really helps you look because that's where you're supposed to talk.
That's true. I was. Yep. Yeah. Fucking
it's not just a pop filter. Yeah. It's a guide.
It's a guide.
I think you're scared to look at me. I think that's what it is.
Because you
I think
keep like, throwing the mic.
You're like, quit looking at me in the eyes. It's scaring me.
I wish our listeners could see us record this podcast because they probably watch a lot of podcasts that are recorded live on YouTube and everybody's got these slick setups and they can be comfortable and talk in the mic and we're over here like breaking our necks trying to like face the mic so they can hear us.
Comfortable about it.
Not a thing.
It's not like just, I mean, we're all around a round table so you think we'd be able to talk while looking at each other, but I'm staring at a mic and then like I kind of... tilt my eyes over to this direction to kind of, and I can kind of see Gerald in my peripheral.
And me and Steven are like looking at each other in the eye really fucking close.
Yeah. If we didn't share the same bed, like at all these trips voluntarily, like that probably would be pretty awkward looking at each other in the eyes. But we got rules. If you're going to sleep together, it's nut to nut or butt to butt. Never nut to butt.
Maybe. Because big spoon, little spoon, you can get pretty warm.
Y'all are going to have to develop that chemistry.
Okay, I'm not scared.
The last time I was this close, it was an IFK.
Okay, I'm a little scared.
Okay, well, you guys have gotten a taste of what's to come. And in the future, season two, you won't be hearing my voice. You'll be hearing those two. Let's get on with the episode.
Definitely getting Steve on the show as much as we can, but he's going to be a little busy. He'll be like fighting 9,000 structure fires a year.
Pussy.
All right, this is the main body of the final episode of season one of Do Work. It's Steven.
Final episode with Steven.
Yep.
Fuck, we gonna do?
You'll go on.
I guess go on with two other yahoos, right?
Yes.
It should be good.
You didn't even introduce yourself.
I don't need to. Yeah. Everybody knows his gay ass voice.
Well, because he was like, I'm Steven. So what?
I'm Dick Brain.
Dick Brain.
What does it matter?
Steven and Dick Brain.
There we go.
On the show. Do work.
Do work, son. Yeah.
So right now, we're just hanging out at my house. None of it's packed up. I'm going to leave sometime next week and bring my cats with me. I don't have a place to stay yet. Hoping to find one here in the next few days.
What do you mean walk the earth? You're just going to walk the earth? So you're going to be a bum, Jules?
Yeah, you're going to be a bum, Jules.
To me, walk the earth.
I might have to. I'm going to bring a tent, and if that's the worst case scenario that I have to go find a KOA for a little bit and sleep there, I'll do that. My biggest concern is my cats. But anyways, we're drinking some good drinks. I got a margarita. Cody's drinking his bitch summer beer. You got...
It's Corona, son.
Gerald repping true with Keystone.
Got the Keystone.
That's and you right. got...
Episode 4, motherfuckers.
Mikey from Recess drinking his last and final Shiner.
Yeah. I told you I'm a lightweight, man.
No, we're getting you fucked up tonight.
Nope. Not gonna happen. I still gotta go to McDonald's. I gotta make it there.
Excuse me, sir. You can make it to McDonald's fucked up.
So maybe for this Do Work episode, instead of listening to it on your commute, just pause it right now. Wait till you get off work and you can have a drink and then make that drink. Sit down somewhere comfortable and play us back.
And then we'll technically be drinking together.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
In some kind of alternate world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome. So yeah. Cheers, listener. Cheers to you. Yeah. Hold on. Cheers.
Cheers.
That there was you and us.
Brandon,
Clinton.
This is what we're bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right
yeah.
there.
See? Drink with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, good quality stuff.
Yeah.
Good quality.
Yeah.
Net gain, definitely.
For sure, dude.
So, you're waiting for some McDeezy's.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like, stop being a bitch.
No.
Yes.
No, McDonald's is the best.
It's okay.
It's Whataburger than McDonald's.
You're going to have to step your game up to the Taco Bell life. Taco Bell is life.
I like Taco Bell. It's too much for me, though. Taco Bell is responsible for probably 40 pounds of my stomach.
40 pounds?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like that's on the high end.
That's a pretty big stomach.
That's pretty generous, actually, for me. I mean, yeah, it's probably 40 pounds, if not 47 or 48. Depending on if you count the chicken quesadillas or not.
So, are you accounting for the factor of bitch? Because you're kind of a bitch.
Okay, well...
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
How much of a factor is that? That's the question.
Is that a factor of two, Steven? I feel like you're really good at this.
First off, I don't understand the references, but I'm digging the voices. So this is great.
Motherfucker in Pulp Fiction? You ain't ever seen it?
Really? Oh, no. Marcellus! Exactly. That's whenever they shot the guy in the back of the car seat. Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
No, that was...
Marcellus is the boss. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what did they call the... What was the name of the guy that got his head blown in the back? Marvin, wasn't it?
Yeah. I shot Marvin in the face.
What'd you do that weird thing again.
Okay, it's been a while.
That's a good toke.
Also, I'm vaping right now. Vape Nash.
Yeah, on his dick-shaped vape.
Causes cervical cancer in men.
Which is fine. I can live with that.
Yeah. But just have it cut out.
Back to Taco Bell. I don't know about the factor. Probably by two. I think Gerald's right. Yeah. But what would we do if fire threatened every structure in our city?
We fucking protect Florida Street, period. Surround it.
Surround and drown.
I'm telling you. I tell every rookie that because I'm going to embed it in their fucking brain.
Look, man.
When shit goes south, we surround Florida Street. Taco Bell survives.
Cody, we'll be there.
Exactly.
We're going to show up. Two departments, one stand.
I will lose my house. Taco Bell lives.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's where it is.
You know, Taco Bell is probably like one of the cheapest franchises to open and rebuild.
So? It hasn't burned down like Sonic did.
Does anybody know what the cheapest franchise is right now currently to purchase? Subway.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, because they have shitty ingredients.
You know what one of the most expensive?
Shitty ingredients causes Subway to be that cheap?
Yes. Well, they cut corners like nobody's business. Yeah.
Exactly. That explains it.
So, what's the cheapest then, Brandon?
The most expensive?
Oh, no. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the most expensive.
I've been drinking. My bad.
The most expensive is clearly Whataburger. You apparently
not
you
anymore.
Have, oh, that's true. That's true. Okay,
they sold out. Let's talk about Whataburger for a little bit.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. I won't eat another Whataburger ever.
That's a lie.
Remember the Alamo.
I haven't eaten one since the takeover.
I haven't either. But that's just I live in Pampa. And we don't have one. But if I went to Amarillo, I'd for sure.
If there was one here, if there's a Whataburger here, it would be game over for me.
Fucking Brandon would die
3 weeks in. Be like. I gained 97 pounds.
Okay, so Brandon is denying any of my free food that I'm trying to offer him, so he can go to McDonald's and order what?
I'm going to get two. Okay, I'm going to clean them out on chicken sandwiches.
All right.
Okay, it really depends on what they got.
No, chicken sandwich is game. Like,
You got the chicken sandwiches. You can go spicy or regular, depending on your mood.
Oh, you
got
to go spicy.
And it depends on whether you got milk in the fridge, right?
Now,
too spicy, you got to have some milk.
Okay.
It depends. Okay. Chicken sandwiches.
Plan accordingly. Pre-plan your meals.
Exactly. I'm thinking about it now.
You could pregame. It's called Zantac, bro.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay, you got your chicken sandwiches followed by the fillet of fish. Okay, and you have to have fries to mediate. You can't just go right from chicken to fish. That's dangerous.
How is that dangerous?
Very dangerous.
Let's hear this.
And you got to have Coke in there, too.
No, you're supposed to get a cheeseburger and a fillet of fish and a McChicken and take the buns off of two of them and then stack them all together and have the ultimate meat witch.
No, that sounds like suicide.
You're putting two chicken patties in between a fish patty?
No, one chicken patty, fish patty, and a beef patty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mother of God.
Steven, you're my hero.
It's okay. I wouldn't recommend it. But
yeah,
have you ever noticed
horrible.
How shoddy these fish fillet sandwiches are? As good as they are, they come out with like the cheese hanging off the end.
I've never ordered one, so I wouldn't know.
A little bit of tartar sauce, like not even in the center, but like kind of off to the left
it's
a little bit.
It's never center.
Yeah.
I have never seen a perfect fillet of fish. It's like if I had seen a good one, I don't think I would even eat it. It'd be too suspect for me. I'd be like, this isn't real.
Like they probably know you're a firefighter.
Yeah, exactly.
But they think you're a cop.
Yeah, they're probably spitting it, too. They're like, hey, we'll make it look real good.
Hold the spit.
Yeah, we'll make it look real good. He'll definitely
it's
eat
for
it.
For a cop.
He'll never suspect a thing. But the thing is, the man they call Brandon will suspect a thing.
That's right.
Because he knows Filet-O-Fish sandwiches come out like a 16-year-old who really doesn't give a shit about what the sandwiches come out looking
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was a professional. I've been a professional for a long time.
You could be the professional sandwich maker, Gerald.
He was the one who got into the fire service after he set his friend's field on fire.
Yeah, like that happened. And that was post-McDonald's. I just want to say, I've always been a badass. Golden arches, bro. Mm-hmm. Golden fucking arches. Look, man, I
can't
took pride
it,
in this shit, the work that I did.
No way.
Did Mike. You build the perfect sandwich?
Well, yeah, because you talked about it earlier. The McChicken was bullshit when you put too much mayonnaise on it.
It was, man. You got to, like, spread it all off and, like, take the lettuce off, because that's where most of it gets trapped. And I love mayonnaise, like, just as much as the next guy. Probably more than the next guy. But McChickens still come with too much mayonnaise.
I don't think so. I don't think there's enough. I love me some motherfucking McChicken and some mayo.
So besides Cody and his... He does like white things.
Of course. Yeah. Creamy white, you know.
Creamy white.
I'm on that creamy white train, so...
Yeah, daddy. Yeah.
But there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. And McDonald's does that. See, when I was a 19-year-old kid... Working at Pizza Hut. Real honest job, you know? Rolled up my sleeves.
Yeah.
Went into work, you know, for 5 hours a night.
Fuck yeah.
Because I couldn't get my 40 because I was part-time.
Uphill snow.
Let me tell you something, boys. Let me tell you something, boys. By the end of it, I was the highest paid cook at that tiny little pizza restaurant. And how did I get there? Yes, I was slow. Yes, one of my managers hated my guts. But I made the perfect pizza. Every time.
You fucking did pizza work.
The mo-fucking pizza master.
I looked at every pizza, even if it had pineapples, and I ate pineapples on pizza, but I made sure they had the right amount of pineapples that I would want if I liked pineapples on my goddamn pizza.
Oh, God. That's communist. Have you seen that fucking video that they always show? And it's like how to eat pineapple pizza, and he cuts it up real nice and then just pours it in the trash.
That's... I like fucking pineapple on pizza.
No.
Yeah, so I like that shit.
Yeah.
No, fuck y'all.
Yeah, see,
whoa, hey, hold on.
Three quarters of this table said
pocket.
You're fucked up.
No way.
Stop, everybody. Raise your drink in the air. If you don't have a drink, pour a shot in it and then take a shot because this is a momentous occasion. I'm not in the minority on this podcast right now.
Momentous. I like the word.
Oh,
I like the word.
Momentous.
We
went there.
There we go.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, boys.
Steven, for once on the Do Work podcast, was not in the minority.
Don't do it.
On a very controversial topic.
Hey, as soon as Steven
your
leaves...
Your lucky computers are here.
That's as right. soon as Steven leaves, we should talk about guns.
Okay. All right. That's the first episode?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Only smoothbore guns,
season
though.
Two?
So, all right. Go on Facebook. Look up Brandon Williams. If you can't find Brandon Williams, because there's a bazillion of them, go to Cody Brown's friend list. Look up Brandon Williams and Gerald Johnston.
Because y'all be all stalkering and shit.
Add them on Facebook and start messaging them and tell them what you want them to talk about. Because both of them bring different things to the table. So, and y'all don't know much about them, so vet them. Make
yeah,
sure
you gotta look at these
they're
guys.
A good fit for the Do Work podcast. And if not, I don't care because I'll
be
fighting fire.
I feel like you fucked us just now.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Do work
maybe.
Going forward when, you know, we're losing Steven, which sucks.
It does.
But we're still going to have Steven on the show. Do work's got to go on. And we're going to have...
Cody and I each...
Three of us now, so...
Cody and I each handpicked a person to make sure this show goes on with awesome quality and great content and awesome interviews. So take comfort in that.
Yep, so the rest of 2019 and then 2020 will be exciting. And, well, you know, we'll have our one-year anniversary. And once we start getting some swag out there, we'll definitely be sending some swag to Steven.
Maybe some custom Do Work cock rings or something.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm thinking anal beads for Steven.
Oh, definitely.
I'm cool with that, too. Beads. Yeah.
For sure.
The good old DW on them. You know?
No, I'm thinking one bead per letter.
I think so. You got to have them long.
Dude, that's a lot of letters, but we'll do it.
Yeah.
Like next level.
Yeah. So.
That's our love for you, Steven.
That's right.
Appreciate it.
It's been awesome traveling with your gas and, you know, doing what we do, and it's going to be end of an era. Season one will be ending, and it's been awesome.
Well, now you're going to make me all teary-eyed.
Don't get all teary-eyed on me.
So, the last few days have been awesome. A bunch of people showed up to, like, say goodbye, and I was totally shell-shocked by how many people there were. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that showed up. Really means a lot. Also, to all the people who got mad that they didn't get an invite or whatever. It was
me.
It was hot. Well, you were working, so.
I was. And I was kind of a bitch that day anyway.
But to all the people that wanted to show up and didn't, I also appreciate that very much. I'm sorry we didn't get to invite you. It was kind of like a active firefighter. Everybody was on the department actively who wasn't at work showed up. So it wasn't like we singled anybody out. And I'm still here for another few days, so.
Well, it's been, you know, I hate this that this has to be the last one in a while, but you'll be going and doing your whole academy and figuring out whatever the fuck they do in Michigan, so I have no idea. I don't know if they got like a Michigan TCFP or TDHS. I don't know what the fuck they do.
What if he gets there and they've all gone to the modern helmets?
I hope they
You're in a motorcycle helmet. That'd be so awesome.
This is a new and improved version.
I was there just a few months ago, and they did not have those. So.
But they're the saltiest of bastards.
They're leather motorcycle helmets.
That would be cool, man.
See, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Euro helmets, but getting them in leather. What would the fire service do if MSA or Rosenbauer offered a leather XF1?
Well, I wouldn't Space buy a Force helmet. Rosenbauer, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a little biased, mister.
What if
a little bit. I'm a little bitter.
A little
If you don't remember, Gerald is a salesman. So for any salesman questions, you can write into him. Anything about speccing out an engine or whatever, he has some ideas.
Still feel like the salesman title is less bad than liberal.
Debatable.
That's debatable.
Debatable.
I think it's about the same. I really do.
No way. There's no fucking way it's the same.
I think it's the same.
None.
That's less bad.
Scumbag.
It's less bad.
Okay, I still believe
it's less bad.
It's way less bad.
Yeah, because I still believe in capitalism.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're getting off on a tangent. Okay, let's go back to MSA XF1 offering it in a leather.
Really? I don't know.
Because we got people who say leather forever. Well, as a defense against the XF1. Everybody knows there's a picture of me circulating somewhere around there with some sort of Euro helmet on. My face didn't fit. My nose is too big. Like I said, that could disqualify me from getting on this big department job. We'll see.
No,
but the helmet did not fit.
It's just a hunk of shit.
And I got a leather helmet, so I know everybody thinks that I love these Space Force helmets, which I do. But I purchased with my own money a leather helmet because I like those a little bit more.
And you hopefully get to use it.
Yes.
Where you're going.
Which I think I will eventually at some point once I get past my rookie year.
Exactly.
But what if you could get the best of both worlds? We already had the best of both worlds with the composites.
It's good.
Well, hold on a second.
With the traditional composites?
Well, no, hold on a second. On the technical side, like what I've heard from a bunch of firemen, and I really feel myself, it's the brim. Like on a traditional style helmet, it has everything to do with the brim because it, you know, when you go back to the history of the helmet, that's why it had the long back and it had the brim was to keep that steaming horrible fucking water from running down the back of your neck and all that crazy
and the hot
shit.
Tar and everything else.
Yeah.
These Space Force helmets don't have those.
No.
But you know what? Whoever joins the Space Force Fire Department is going to get them issued courtesy President Trump.
Motherfucking Space Force and shit.
Yes.
Next level.
So they have really
Space Force when we got
I don't know. I've never demoed the XF1. I don't know what it has as far as protection for your neck to like answer for that. But one of the coolest videos I saw, this was awesome. It was a Facebook moment. I shared it. Some guy decided to do a confined space sort of, what do you call it? Like you're trying to squeeze your body through like the rungs of a ladder or something like that. And he couldn't do it with the Space Force helmet, and he could with a traditional helmet.
Huh.
So I posted that, and everybody's like, yeah, but if you want real proof, like, why didn't he wear full PPE and pack and all that?
Yeah,
I was like,
I saw that shit.
That's a good point. And hey, guess what? That same guy.
He's like, all right, fuck it. I'll put my bunkers on. I'll put up whatever you want. Hey,
and to that guy, I don't know if you listen to the show, but the guy who made that video, let me tell you, I understand 100%. If you can't get your head through the dang thing, why put the rest of the gear on? Exactly. Why?
But that's true.
Just to shut the haters up, put the shit on right quick, do the video.
And he did.
And guess what? He still couldn't fucking fit.
Not his head, anyways.
Yeah. See, but that's next level fuck you.
Yeah.
Because you know the haters are always out there. You'd be like, yeah, but this.
The best, get them. I think, listeners, go ahead and write us right now. Right now. Tell us your stories. Because so many of you already have and do. And y'all tell us where y'all are from and what kind of department you have. And like problems you're going through and the awesome things about your department. Our fans and what you guys like about the show. Our fans are awesome. Our listeners are great. We've met some of them. They're just like real down-to-earth people. So I'm going to say the amount of haters we have pales in comparison to the amount of people who really dig the show. So for that. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are kick ass. The other guys suck dick.
I just need to apologize for something. I need to say sorry because about 5 of those hater accounts are all me.
I'll get rid
of them.
Oh
sorry.
My God.
I'm sorry.
It came out.
You cocksucker.
Also, we can solve this whole helmet problem, right? If you're really hardcore and you gotta go through a confined space, everyone knows you just take the helmet off and take the air pack off. You might as well not even wear PPE at all. That's the ultimate in not getting caught up in stuff.
That's true.
If you need bunkers, you're just a pansy.
You're just a fucking puss.
You need to be more hardcore.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
We need to get back to eating smoke.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
I need to go back to growing a long beard.
You do. You need to take the gear off, eat the smoke, and put the fucking fire out.
That's true.
So at that point, why do we even care what kind of helmet we got?
You just put a wet sponge. Exactly. You just get a wet sponge and cover your mouth.
Dip the sponge, put it in your mouth, and you go. That's what they used to do, right?
Oh, my God. That fucking dude did it. Saving babies and hanging with ladies.
That's right.
See, but here's the thing.
A sponge.
If I went into a structure fire with my helmet that I bought that I love so much and it fell off, I'd probably like try a little bit to like get it before I like evacuated if shit went south. But if my helmet came off and it was like a department issue Space Force fucking helmet that I never liked,
chunk it,
fucking punt it in the furthest deep recesses of that fire and get yourself out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened.
But if my leather falls off, like I'm literally looking at the kid and I'm looking at my helmet like, fuck it.
I'm going to stuff the kid.
I got to make a choice.
Yeah, which one?
No,
not really, but you
know. Not really.
It's fun to talk about.
Yeah. We're just like kind of making fun of the dedication that people have towards leathers right now. Obviously, you would grab the leather if you were I mean, what? The child. You would grab the child, stuff
well,
him in your...
Well, obviously, you'd grab the leather, yeah.
You'd grab the child, stuff him in your leather helmet, and off you'd go.
You mean you don't have a tether on your leather?
What's a tether on
you
my
see,
leather?
Okay, you know that little hook that's meant for your radio? Okay, well, everyone who's somebody has a radio strap now, okay? You take that little hook that's for your radio, and you put a dog leash on it, and the other side goes to your leather, okay? So if you drop it, you just wheel that sucker back in. It's right there back on your head like it never happened. It's not a problem.
Whoa, that's some Batman
tether
shit right there.
Tether
right.
The leather, bro.
Yep, that's the tether episode the of the leather. That's the title of the episode right there.
Tether on the leather.
Yep.
So, I like it.
Good job, Brandon.
Heard first here
Holy
on the Do
shit.
Work podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
See, Steven knew what he was talking about when he wanted to bring you
See,
on.
See, it's golden here.
Yeah.
We're going places.
Yeah, we're going places.
Not up, but places.
Yeah.
I bring some scumbag-ass salesman on, and Steven...
Yeah, you're fucking welcome, Cody. You fucking cocksucker.
See, Brandon already has done so much for all of our listeners. I mean, he's filled my shoes.
Yeah.
Gerald, what are you going to bring?
Dissension.
There you go. Make America hate again.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
that's what he's going to bring.
Yeah. We're good with it.
Perfect. Yeah. So you get the yin and the yang.
So the yin and the yang is still here. Even with
you're
you
still going to have some goofy motherfucker. And then you're going to have some guy that's, like, been through some shit in the military and has got, like, a different take on things.
So, hold on. Who's
like
the goofy
Cody?
Motherfucker?
Brandon.
Oh, okay. God.
Brandon's
it.
Goofy
I knew it
as
was
hell.
Me.
Good.
I knew it.
Like, so Cody's a goofy motherfucker and been through things.
Yeah, so
like,
I'm
I don't
like,
even
I'm
know
like,
what the fuck I'm here
I'm like
for.
Like, 50-50 of those.
Yeah, what
yeah,
the
so,
fuck?
Hey, there we go. So, we got the guy.
Hey, man, don't listen to me. I'm not even a part of this anymore.
Why am I the guy? What makes me the guy?
Just the guy.
Oh.
Just a fucking guy.
Just a guy.
Just a fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
Anyways, so I think we've solved the problem of leather versus Space Force helmets. Just get you a leather.
Just go ahead and get a leather.
Get a leather.
Be a real man.
Yeah. Oh, I want to take this time out. I owe a certain gentleman an apology. I meant to give you all of our SOPs so that you could work on developing your own SOPs, and I did not. What my mind has been kind of frazzled, and I've thought about it just about every day, and...
Why don't you just do it? You still got days, though.
Because I'm lazy.
Quit being lazy.
I do want to steer the conversation a different direction right now.
Okay, I've shortened my mile time, okay? If I really huffed it...
You could get 15 minutes, maybe?
No. Okay, don't be mean. I could probably get about an 8-minute mile, which means if I were to lose weight to where I should be, I might be like Usain Bolt, okay?
You don't know how fast I go.
Okay, so don't insult you, but you're going to go all the way to Usain Bolt.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Like, I could go fucking crazy if you only knew if I stopped eating Taco Bell. it's funny. It's never going to happen.
My fastest time on the 2 mile was 13, like 13. That was
fastest ever, 14.7.
Really?
Never forget it.
It was horrible.
Never.
I wanted to die after that. 100%. And now, like, why run? Like, I have a truck. It exactly. runs great. It's right over there.
For cardiovascular health.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
My apartment being 2-story was the best thing that could happen to me ever. Because if I want to go to bed, I have to go up the stairs. Yeah. And like sometimes things will be downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I could go get that thing.
You should really
fuck it. But then I have to go back up the stairs.
I'm not doing it.
If my bathroom was downstairs and my bed was upstairs, that'd be game over.
Game over?
Like, because I'm like, you wake up, you know, it's 2 a.m., you got to pee. I'm at the point in my life where I got to wake up and pee at least once a night. It's kind of weird.
Okay? Nah, I'm there too.
Yeah, I'm almost 25. I thought this would happen at like 30 or so, but we're getting there early. Okay? I got at like 3 a.m. every morning, got to pee. I'm like, what is this? Yeah, every time. It's very consistent.
Dear God, your prostate's going to suck at 50.
Yeah, probably.
Mother of God.
It's okay, yeah. Brandon. I go through the same shit every night.
What you need to do is you're going to have to start getting more Facebook active. And for like the Do Work listeners, and you're going to have to be like Stairs Life.
Yeah.
Hashtag, like, here's me walking up the stairs.
Hashtag
oh
Fit yeah. Fam. Hashtag
yeah.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
And if not, then you just got to find somebody to milk your prostate for you.
Climbing stairs for days.
Okay. Here's what you need to understand. I know a little about computers. Okay. Just given my background.
Just a couple
the short
things.
Background. But
he
I know.
He
kind of
has a bachelor's degree in engineering.
I know nothing.
Just
no,
a
not
little
quite,
bit.
Not quite. I know nothing about social media. I am not a social media guy. I mean, I'm not saying I won't put in the effort. I'll learn it. It'll take me some time. But people that are saying to do all this stuff, this is foreign language to me. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, I just hang out, you know. I post the occasional picture if it's a fire truck. But other than that, I'm just chilling, you know. I'm just hanging out.
Rule number 38, I think, of the internet is if it exists, there's a porn about it.
Rule number 38.
So funny story. My previous fire department. At one time, when it was a particular entity, it's not anymore, there were pictures that surfaced of some scantily naked women posing on the fire trucks. And unfortunately, the idiots, probably firemen, that were taking pictures of these did not edit out fucking decals on the side of the truck.
Well, of course not.
I mean, how do you fuck that up? Like, you don't want it to anybody to know that it's that truck. But,
I bet you those firefighters at that point were like, God damn, I wish I had more millennial friends.
Exactly.
Who would have figured this shit out.
Fuck it, we gotta post it.
Yeah, gotta post it. Golly.
I don't know what makes you have to do that.
What do you mean?
Like, what in your mind thinks that it's okay to do that?
To do what?
Post pictures of naked women on your truck.
They have no mind.
People love naked women. People love fire trucks. Put two and two together, you get a great thing.
They just
do
things.
Yeah, but you get money for it?
It's awesome.
Okay, but you get money for it.
Look, man,
I had a naked chick want to climb all over the truck. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Okay, I get it.
You get it, right? Like, we're men, we're simple creatures.
Okay,
it's awesome.
It's easy
to see how we'd get in trouble for that.
She's like, hey, yo, let me get naked and hop on the truck. You're like, fuck it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty badass, actually.
I got it now.
How?
If that's what it takes, let's do it.
But still, like, was there not... alcohol was probably, you know, and I'm answering my own questions at this point. Alcohol, it had to have been involved because they were just like, yeah, I'm just going to post
it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
So anyways, I want to segue into this new topic. Just because this is my last episode of the Do Work podcast for the foreseeable future. I took a trip with a gentleman of our department, and he was asking me about the podcast and how it was going, and if after I was gone, if we would keep shitting on all the old guys and the old heads. And that kind of struck a chord with me, because I don't think that was ever our intention, was to shit on anybody. So I want to apologize first off, right off the bat. I know that our department at one point went through a very oppressive sort of leadership style, and that can stymie people's growth and their motivation, and that there were a lot of motivated firefighters that I work with now that I think seem to have lost that motivation. So I can't really fault you for that. So that is an honest apology from me. But let me just say, things don't change overnight. We got new leadership. We got a new department. We got a lot of things going in the right direction right now. And if you are listening to us, and even if you think that we're talking shit on you, I just want you to know that just by listening to us, that shows that you still have interest in this thing called the fire service. And I want to keep encouraging that you push on and move through that and join in on the younger guys' excitement and throw in your knowledge over the years, that experience that you've got, share that with these younger guys like Brandon. And yeah, I think we could be a great thing. So I wanted to bring that up. I think this was going to be my last opportunity to do that, and I felt like I had to.
But I was, you know, I did a little bit of time under our previous administration, and I was still able to get my associate's degree. Nothing stopped me from going out and getting my own training. Maybe I wasn't just beat down so much into that last administration that I just gave up. I don't see me ever being able to give up, no matter what the administration is, but if you're that way, maybe so. But
well, I mean,
we have a job to do. We have a public to serve. They're number one. They should always be number one. And when that is your mission, not a motherfucker is going to stop you from being able to perform those services.
And I think that's great. That's as long as you remember what that mission is, and that the people that we're here to protect come first, right?
Come first, man.
So if going to your job becomes a drag because of the leadership, you might lose sight of that. But fine guys out there, this is what I do. I don't have a great day every time I go to work. I love my job. I love going to work, but sometimes I have a shitty day. So you find those people that you like that are out there pushing themselves, and just kind of watch them and join in and maybe you'll find the bug again. So that's my advice.
Man, it's kind of one of those things, man. I came on the tail end of the previous administration on the department you work for, Code. I didn't do everything right by any means. I did a lot of things wrong. I'm prone to fuck it up. But at the same time, that stagnant, that complacency that exists in some of the older heads was just unbearable for a lot of people. And we were trying to move forward with something. We needed something to cling on to. And fast forward to where we are today and where you guys are is, I mean, shit's moving forward. We're trying to be better. We're trying to create a new environment, a better environment, a more inviting for especially the new guys. And it's not so oppressive. And you have to ask yourself, and it's almost like a self-check. Like every morning when you wake up, you look yourself in the mirror. And am I promoting the furtherment of this place, or am I one of the problem? And I don't know that there's some people out there that can really look themselves in the mirror and say, and actually come to the realization that, man, maybe I'm part of the fucking problem. And, you know, how do you change that? How does anybody change anything? If you're fucking up, you're fucking up. But if you can admit it to your crew, which is supposed to accept you, this is a brotherhood, and you can say, I'm going to try to be better, and you actually move forward, everyone's cool. But some of them people that we talk to and that you hear from are just like, nah, fuck that. They got to cater to me because I've fucking been here long.
You know, I have such a strong problem. I understand that you have experience, and I give experience its credit where credit's due. I really do. But who else have we known that has had experience? Years. I'm not talking like 5. I'm not talking like 10, 15. 20 years, 25 years experience, where you're just like, you have been fucked up for 25 years. Our last chief, we had a captain who was like the epitome of a fuck up and somehow lucked his way into a captaincy. And you want to throw experience at me?
It had nothing to do with experience. That old adage, and I don't know why I ever clung on to it, because I only heard it very few times in my fire service career, but it was, did you do 15 years in the fire service, or did you repeat your rookie year 15 times?
Exactly.
And
if people treated you shitty for 10 years or whatever, and you feel like the next 10 years you have to treat someone else shitty just because they're new or young, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're still hazing in your department, fuck you.
That's
really?
If you're getting mad that firefighters underneath you are asking you why, fuck you.
Exactly.
Well,
I get the little hazing thing, okay? Yeah. But there's difference between hazing and fucking around. If I look at Brandon's doing the dishes, and it's little, you know, bullshit. Like, hey, let's see what water displacement is. And, you know, you do like a little prank.
Where they get wet. Okay, whatever. Okay,
they get wet.
Yeah.
But actually,
let's say they're committing a task like bringing down ice for the trucks, and you knock it out of their hands and make them go upstairs and grab ice again. That's hazing. That's fucked up. They're doing their job.
Actually hazing somebody is different.
It's gotta be.
Like some motherfucker throwing ice on you in the shower.
Oh, yeah. That's not hazing. That
fuck
was,
you.
That was a prank from, like, bro to bro.
Yeah. See, but there's pranks that can happen.
I threw ice on my rookie in the shower, except this time I did not put water in it, so I didn't create an iceberg.
That sucked dick when you did that.
And he said it still kind of sucks, but, like, he was even helping me figure out how to do it even better next time. So here's the new prank. Get the ice. Put it in water, let the water get real cold, take out all the ice, and then just put the cold water on the person, and then they don't get hit in the face with an iceberg.
That's a lot better. Yeah,
that's true.
See, that's just pranks. There's a difference between pranks and hazing.
See, and the whole thing comes down to it's open to interpretation
and that's
of the individual
of
receiving.
The person receiving.
Correct.
Yeah.
And generational gap. Okay, it's been this fucking topic forever. Within the fire, within everything, it's this generational gap. We blame it on Y, Z, baby boomer, all this other shit. I'm sure it's fucking existed for a long time, right? And all of a sudden, like the newer generation, some of these lessons aren't being taught. And that's what I truly attribute it to. It's not necessarily the generational gap. It's that did not teach those lessons of, hey, man, this is just people fucking with you. It's all good. Like they're just trying to get your goat because they're trying to test you.
Yeah,
they're trying to see what's gonna fuck you up and set you off of your game because they want to know your limits. Because when we get into a hot fire, a bad fire, a shitty situation, or some other shit, look, man, we didn't know how you're gonna react. We want to know how to help you later on, but people don't take it that way anymore. It becomes this whole like you offended me type shit. And the whole thing that it comes down to is the communication between those levels and the explanation of everything that's going on has stopped taking place.
Let's hear from a guy who was a rookie just not too long ago. Go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, God. Am I already promoted out of rookie?
Yeah,
I guess. Out of rookiness?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't think you deserve that coin, but go ahead.
Okay. No, you're still a rookie.
Okay, well, I'll salt aside. I'm kind of lucky because my crew is great. I mean, B-Shift, best crew. It's B for best. Everyone knows.
Oh, exactly.
You could talk to another rookie on B-Shift and get the exact opposite. So this is, I think, something.
Do
like
I need to have a talk?
A-Shift sucks.
Do I need to have a talk with my other? Oh.
No, yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying you could have a totally different experience from, or somebody else could have had a totally different experience with the same crew that you did. So
you are correct.
Okay. So I hired before, of all the wave of rookies in the last like year, I hired like 6 months before them, right? My experience has been that my crew asked me to do stuff here and there, and I thought was kind of silly. You know, you think stuff is stupid every now and then. But on the other hand, on the other side of that equation, you end up, like we were talking about a minute ago, if we show up on a bad scene, right, and I'm a rookie, I don't know what's going on a lot of the time. If we show up on a bad scene and I don't know what to do, I can look at Cody, I can look at my captain, and I can say, what do I do? And I understand that they're going to tell me to do something, and they understand that I'm going to do it. And it's not a matter of me being able to size up a certain situation. It's not a matter of me having the experience to make these judgment calls. It's a matter of Cody or my captain knowing they've seen it before. They've been in this situation before. They know what to do. And they're going to look at that situation and they're going to look at me and say, I'm going to tell him to do it. And he's going to do it without asking. Because the several times I made Brandon go downstairs and sweep the floor after it's already been swept, or after I ask him to go mop the apron in the rain, okay, he does those things. And I have learned over time that it's just a test for them to see, okay, what will this guy do? All right. And they provide reason, and it's sometimes it's a dumb reason. Sometimes it's made up, obviously. Sometimes I know when I'm getting bullied. Yeah. Sometimes I know when it's a bunch of BS. And, you know, I don't know if they know I know it's BS, but I let them have their fun, right? But in the end, I know that we now have this relationship where they understand that I'm here to learn, and they understand that I don't know a lot of things, relatively speaking. And so we show up on a fire. I'm sitting there staring at it like, well, my normal job is to get the nozzle and, you know, shoot the water at the fire, right? Be a fireman, do fireman stuff. Well, this situation might be different. And I can look at them and say, well, what do I do? And they say, do this. And I just do it. I mean, it's something that it becomes sort of implied between me and my crew. We were talking about hazing a minute ago. I think that we've sort of walked a perfect line on B shift specifically, where every now and then I'll be sweeping downstairs or whatever, and I'll look up and somebody will tap the pole, and they'll open the pole hole door, and they'll tap the pole to get my attention. And I'll go over there and I'll look up like, what do you want? You know, and suddenly they're sweeping a pile of dirt down the pole hole onto my head. All right.
And no,
it definitely was not Cody. He's definitely not threatening me right now.
It was fucking Cody. He's a scumbag.
Please rescue me from his basement. But that stuff happens, and it's all in good fun. But like we were saying before, it's person specific. They understand how far they can push me. They understand that I'm usually a good sport, but they also understand stuff that I just don't think is funny, and they don't go there. That's the thing, is like the line between playful hazing just to tell your crew member that they're a part of your crew now, and the line between that and just straight bullying is the line where it's perception, right? If I show up to work every day and I think my crew hates my guts because all they ever do when I come in is treat me like garbage. They won't let me sit at their dinner table. They don't want me to eat with them. They make me sit in the truck bay by myself. They don't like me. Well, as tough as it sounds, how much do you want that guy behind you on a hose line? Do you want that guy who you've treated like garbage ever since he hired on 8 months ago? Do you want that guy behind you on a hose line? Right? Do you want that guy to be the guy that's pulling you out whenever you go down in a fire? No. Right? And yeah, that's the way that I look at it. No. And that's the way my crew has treated me exceptionally. And I think that sort of that common goal between us as crew members is what gets us over the whole, well, is he hazing or is he just being a bully sort of thing?
But let me ask you, and you know, you talked about limits, and do you think it's fair for a crew to know they need to figure out those limits?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's that subconscious, and you really touched on it, man, because it's a crew bonding. It's a crew accepting somebody new without knowing those limits. And when they test those limits, they know not to go there. You said all crews know not to go there.
Exactly. And the thing is to know the limit, you have to go to the limit. And you have to say, holy crap, okay, this is too far for Brandon, okay? We don't pass this point. And the thing is,
and they respect goons, it.
Now you know that about that person.
Exactly.
So can I make a call on this podcast that as a fire service, we okay hazing for its benefits, and we speak out against bullying whenever we see it. Can I do that?
Well, what?
I can see that.
Because bullies are shitty people, no matter which way you look at it, because they don't care about your lines or limits. And exactly, all you got to do is hit them once and make them cry, and usually they stop bullying.
Well, because they're
and
just...
you call them out on their shit.
Yeah, you call them out.
Because there's more guys that enjoy the...
They're just doing it to do
hazing. It's the part that, you know... I went through the rookie phase. You went through the rookie phase. You went through the rookie phase. You just finished the rookie phase.
I'm still in the rookie phase. Yeah, please rescue me from this basement.
You know, the quotation marks.
You stop talking about the basement.
Shut the fuck up! but you know, and...
Get the gimp.
Get the fucking gimp. But there's a difference between bullying and what we call hazing.
That's what I'm saying. Let's right now on the podcast say hazing's okay, bullying is not.
I'm okay with that. In the right context.
That's fair.
Because someone saying hazing means bullying to them, but I'm saying it's totally different.
We're drawing a line between the two.
Draw the fucking line right now.
Yeah, well, we're drawing it.
Dude, because it gets extremely lost in media and other places of what's bullying, what's hazing, because they almost use the words synonymously.
Yeah.
I mean, am I fucked up on that?
And we've talked about it in other podcasts. Like, if you're shoving a broomstick up your guy's ass, okay, so you're a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's
like you probably ought not to do that shit.
That's called rape, and that's prisonable.
Yeah, you're a little fucked up. Yeah. But if you're going
to
show...
Like you should probably go to prison for that.
If you're going to show your rookie some water displacement theory and fill the sink full of water and drop a fucking pan in it and it splashes water everywhere, that's just rookie
shit. Dude, your delivery on that was golden because I never saw that one coming. I'm just washing the dishes. Mind my own business. I got the water full.
Did they tell y'all to? Did they tell you to like do it the old school way and fill the sink up?
No. I just do that anyway because
I just wait till they do it.
See, because I get called to do it, so they can do that.
Cody is sitting there. He's got the notorious look on his face. He's just watching me do the dishes. I'm like, you know, I'm minding my own business, washing a pan or something.
Oh yeah.
And he's just standing there looking at me. I was like, well, this guy's up to no good. All right, but I'm not gonna say nothing because I'm not dumb. Yeah. I'm not saying nothing because I'm not stupid.
Right? I still feel like you're playing this off.
Well, if I say something, it just accelerates the stupidity. That's the problem. So I just keep to myself. And he's like, hey, what do you think the water displacement is on this pan? Right? And at that moment, I look up, and there's a pan midair above the sink full of water.
It was too late.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late for me to react, and now I'm soaking wet. But that was a golden delivery on that one. I appreciated that one.
Well, yeah.
I thought about that one when I went to bed. I stared at the ceiling for a little bit thinking about that.
Cody, that's cheersable.
Yeah. I think that's cheersable.
All right, cheers to getting the rookie wet with water displacement theory.
Exactly. Now, shoving a broomstick up your rookie's ass is a little fucking, like, frowned upon, okay? But if you want to do some little bullshit pranks like that, like tell your rookie, hey, it's time to go get the exhaust samples for the month. Make them go down there, put a trash sack over the exhaust, and try to catch the exhaust sample and tell them you got to turn it in.
Because why not?
That's different shit than, like, actually physically
assaulting
or sexually assaulting a rookie. There's a line that you have to draw.
See, and there's just that huge difference between just trying to fuck with somebody to find their limits, to truly bring them into your brotherhood that you're trying to offer, and just being a mean fucking bastard.
That's
right.
Yeah, 100%.
Because there's some people out there, man, that they're just a mean fucking bastard just to be a mean bastard. And then they're going to brag about it because, oh, fuck that guy. fuck him.
Dude, I pissed in his coffee cup. You're like, oh, well, that's fucking.
Yeah, I think
I saw a meme the other day, and it was from some chat board, I guess. And this guy got on there, and he was like, so... my roommate's girlfriend really annoys me, so I've been ejaculating into her shampoo bottle, and now she's pregnant. And what do I do? And everybody's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You are a fucked up individual. That's what's wrong with you. Yeah. You need therapy. One. Yeah.
Like, what were you going to say, Brandon?
Look, dude, the difference in bullying and hazing is intent, right? Right?
I mean,
it's obvious, too. Like, when your crew is constantly pulling this bullcrap on you, and all you ever think, these guys are scumbags, dude. Like, they know you feel that way. They're not stupid. They're not sitting there like, whoa. They're like pushing each other in the bushes, cutting up, laughing. They're like, rah! You know, they know. They know you feel like you're being treated like garbage. Yeah. And if they continue to do that just for the sake of doing it, that's your key to know. That's like, okay, these guys are treating me like garbage. Like, this is not rookie nonsense. No. This is not taking out the trash every 5 minutes because you think you're funny. Right, this is like legit. These guys treat me like garbage because either the culture says to treat you like garbage, or they just feel like they have to for whatever reason.
See, but why would you work there if they're treating you that way?
No, that's when you put in a transfer.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Exactly. Or you just fucking. And that's one thing that drives people out of the fire service, and it's a thing all over the nation. You look anywhere, and people are struggling to maintain fire stations, whether they're volunteer, whether they're paid. Because guys just choose not to fucking work there.
Yeah.
They don't have to put up with this shit.
Dude, we deal with it all the time, man. And if you didn't know, I'm a fucking volley. And do
fucking
work.
Fucking volley.
Do work. Let me on this fucking podcast to be a host. So fuck everyone.
Yeah. All the volleys that hate on us for hating on volleys, apparently, which I don't think we do, but I guess some people take it that way. Guess what? Now one of your co-hosts is a volley.
That's right.
We had a thing where we talked about professionalism is an act.
We're just Fox News, where we have a Democrat co-host come on the show just so we can all point and laugh at him.
You shut your fucking liberal mouth.
Let's all point and
fucking laugh.
Point and fucking laugh at the volley.
All right, well, that's
just
over.
Kidding.
Fuck that.
All right.
No. You have an advocate. I'm here for you. Volley fucking power. 70% of the fire service eat shit.
Yeah. Open mouth, insert cock. Like, whatever you want.
Yeah, like, right here. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to blow you. That's right, because the majority wins. Mm-hmm. Look at Trump.
Ah! Steven's head blew up.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear any of that. So I saw this meme, and it had a guy's face exploding. Like it looked pretty gory. It was gross. Like blood and brain matter were just going everywhere. And the text above it was like, Trump is fucking stupid. Fuck Trump. And the guy was like, yeah, but Obama is like, yeah, fuck him too. And then the dude's head exploded.
Classic. A real classic.
Isn't that good? So, all right. I don't know how many of you have experienced this, but the other day we were doing pumping evolutions with one of our firefighters who's about to step up as an equipment operator, doing some hose handling with our firefighter who's a brand new rookie. Well, we hooked up to our reserve booster, taking place of our reserve engine, which is kaput and no longer there. And we turned the hydrant on and into the LDH intake, and three turns into the hydrant, that fucking thing exploded like the couplings failed and water spewed everywhere. Apparently, I almost died. I think almost everybody else around me probably died too, but me and a captain were just instantly soaked. So earlier we were talking about getting instantly soaked. That happened. And I will say that I have always wanted to witness a coupling fail. I've always wanted to, because I'm always standing in front of the pump panel with like this LDH sucking up all this water and putting it in the pump. And I'm like, huh, I really don't want this to happen. I saw it firsthand.
This was an LDH coupling fail?
It was, yes. It was the adapter to the LDH hose.
It wasn't a coupling. It was a storts to female, right? Or no, it was a storts to male.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a storts to male.
Wait a minute. Came apart?
Mm-hmm. Came apart.
My God. Yeah,
like the bushings like separated.
So it what we no we, shit. We yeah, looked it at awesome. It and we were looking for this ring all over the parking lot to see that there must have been a ring because that there was a groove. It must have been a ring. No. We found a bunch of some of them were intact, some of them were apart and broken tiny little white plastic bushings.
Like bearings, yeah.
Bearings.
Like nylon,
yeah.
Like nylon.
Oh bearings. No.
Nylon
shit.
Bearings, yeah.
Nylon mm-hmm. bearings.
Yeah, and that shit exploded, and where I was standing was in the worst spot. Which was right next to it on the left, and the line was to the right. So it would have, I don't know. Luckily, now, it failed at three turns of the hydrant and not fully turned on.
So,
happened so fast, nobody could react. Like, if it would have killed me, it would have. Because, like, nobody moved. Nobody backed up.
Well, to be that guy in sidestep litigation, do you know the company that made that fitting?
No, I don't. No, sir.
Okay, you didn't see it?
No, sir.
Because who the fuck uses nylon bearings in something that can hold 300 PSI?
It's an old fitting.
Oh, it's old?
Yes.
Oh.
Very old, because this was, 1997. This was from a reserve booster acting as a reserve engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't need to say names on podcasts.
No.
Because, like, fuck that.
But anyways, I thought that was pretty cool.
Why nylon bearing? Like, I'm going back to, like, the construction of the fitting. That's fucked up.
Well, that shit failed, and it failed in a hurry.
Wow. And
it was cool. It was a loud pop. Everybody, yeah,
sorry, buddy.
Everybody's like, you know, we're being educative and we're talking and showing people what's what at the pump panel and what to do if this or that. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, chaos, and we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off.
See, but is that not the perfect fucking analogy for the fire service?
Yes.
Because we fucking train, and I'm dead serious, we train for like positive outcomes. That's the way it's been for like the past 15 years. Is it's like, all right, like you're gonna be successful, we're training, like this is what it is.
I feel like you're about to tell the story of what happened yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. Oh God. Man, I almost forgot. Like, yes! I don't even want to think about it.
So, but, yeah, we train for positive outcomes.
Yeah, and so we train for positive outcomes, and then all of a sudden, like, we get handed this fucking shit show of whatever in the shit.
Shot time, boys.
Okay. Oh, my God, we're doing it.
Shots of paint
for
thinner.
For Steven.
Yes.
For Steven. Thank you, bro.
And all... This is a long toast, but think about it now. How many people showed up to your deal?
Fucking lot more than I thought would.
Why?
I guess because they were glad to see me go.
Was it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Shut the fuck up.
You have brought much joy to people.
You're a good man.
And you will not be forgotten. You're going to do what you do. Go fight that fucking fire. And then whenever you decide you're tired, come back to Pampa. I'll hire you as a chief.
Here Cheers.
Thank
Cheers,
you, bro. Boys.
Cheers, everybody. Love that toast. Yep.
Cheers, boys.
Anyway, Steven blew up another fucking truck.
Yep. So.
Oh, yeah, I did.
What the fuck was I saying?
We train for positive outcomes.
Yeah. God almighty, oh, yeah. That was rough, boys.
That was rough. It's getting rougher as the night goes on.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Gerald.
You didn't even finish the goddamn thing.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through here.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. Get it done.
All right,
Brandon, you want to be on the Do Work podcast? Peer pressure right now. Hazing.
The whiskey.
They're good.
Pitter patter, let's get at her.
Yeah.
Yeah, daddy.
Letter Kenny, bitches.
So we're talking about training for positive outcomes, and then in the real world, fucking shit goes south in a split second.
Oh my God.
Split second. You could be responding to a grass fire.
And then Gerald shows up at the grass fire, so you decide to go into the car fire.
Yeah, fuck it. Might as well, right?
Well, to be fair, I told you, like, fuck that. I ain't doing that. I'm going to handle this.
And then you respond in our new booster.
Mm-hmm. The newest.
The newest booster that we have.
And I'm driving, yeah.
And what we consider a booster is a... One ton. It's a F-550, so you know.
It's a goddamn brush truck.
It's a it's a Type 6.
Yeah. Type 6 engine.
400 gallon tank. You
Brandon,
know, it's
high fucking five.
Booster. So we're hauling ass on our Type 6 and go fucking boomy, right?
Yeah, dude. I was going about 80 miles an hour on the highway. Texas has 75 mile an hour speed limits. We see the first grass fire, dispatch radios in, there's multiple grass fires in the bar ditch, so we're thinking somebody's dragging chains or something. And then later on, dispatch says there's a Ford Expedition on fire. So, the volunteer department, excuse me.
That's rough. That's rough whiskey, homie.
It is rough whiskey. So, the volunteer department gets on scene to the very first grass fire, and me and my acting captain decided to go proceed to the auto fire, because there could be somebody in it we don't know, and that was a plan. So, then I start booking it, and I get it up to 80, and next thing you know, blam!
Fucking boomy!
Yeah, and I thought it was a tire, but see, the truck didn't jerk as if a tire blew, so I was wondering what was going on. Next thing I know, I look in the rearview mirror. Not the rear view, because you can't see anything. The side mirror. And there's just clouds of smoke. I can't even see the grass fire behind me because of this white smoke. And it's blowing oil and white smoke. And I lost power. Coolant temperature goes up. All this stuff. I didn't have any control over this. It's a brand new truck. It should work. It should be able to get me to the fire. So we pull over to one of the grass fires, put it out, and then we limp along to the next grass fire and put it out. And whenever I got to the grass fire, I was like... walking around to the back thinking, I'm going to have to pull this line and put out my own goddamn truck because it's on fire. And everybody sitting at station one thought that our truck was on fire.
We were kind of hoping.
No, it was actually the Ford Expedition up ahead, and we were probably about 300 or 400. We were probably about 500 yards away from the car fire. And the
goddamn,
volunteer department just
so
passed
close.
Us. Yeah, we got so close. We were almost there, and we just couldn't go no more. So... this is the third apparatus that I fucked up. Cody said something to the chief. Chief said he was going to fire me. I already put in my 2 weeks, so...
jokes
on
him. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Dude, it just couldn't have went fucking worse. I mean, of all things, we had a fire, or an incident, of all things, and it was stretched over 3 fucking miles of several grass fires and then a car fire. Like, I was the first truck, because I was not going to let you guys beat me. I was the first truck on scene. I came up to the first grass fire, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take this.
Well, y'all better not beat me, because you're like 2 blocks away from the first grass fire.
Yeah, it was more like 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, you calm down over there, okay? Look,
Mister.
Average response time is 15 minutes.
We're like 27 blocks away.
Yeah. No, it was... what. Yeah, it was County Road 5, so what is that, 1 mile?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
just
crazy.
Outside of town. Yeah.
No, it was still your guys' area.
Yep.
I don't even know why they called us. But I arrive on scene, and, man, I'm in a Type 3 grass truck. I have my structure gear with me. My firefighter doesn't. I'm not equipped for a car fire. And as soon as I'm arriving on this scene, and that's part of the thing, is knowing who's equipped with what, knowing your fellow departments and everything like that. I was not equipped to fight a car fire. As soon as I'm arriving on scene of this grass fire, they're telling me that I got a car fire. I'm like, I'm not equipped for it. I'm going to deal with this. And I was like, hey, I think I even said it over the radio. Shit, man, all that stuff just runs together so bad anymore. Is I was like, hey, booster one handle. Go to the car fire. I'll try to get you some water support when I can.
So we went to the car fire, or so we thought.
Yeah.
Everything works great until it doesn't.
And you just talk about a fucked up plan. I mean, we were trying to set ourselves up for success, but man, it's that curveball. And I tell you what, that's one thing that everybody should ever take from this in training and everything like that. Throw some curveball. Try to throw some shit off, because you know what? Every time you think you have plan A figured out, it's going to smack you in the face and tell you you don't know shit. And you need to go to B, C, to Z, I don't know. How bad did that fuck us, man? I mean, it threw a wrench in some shit for about 5 minutes.
It did, and that car was a total loss. I saw pictures of it later. So, I mean, if we had been able to get there, we might have been able to put a stop to it. I don't know.
Steven had to blow the fucking motor.
Yeah, I did, but you know what? And for those listening who are like, man, who's this Steven guy who's blowing up all the apparatus? Let me just say...
He really didn't. It just happened.
Yeah.
It happened to anybody.
Yeah. So did they say what happened to it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But the car had all of their belongings in it plus fireworks, so it sounds like an insurance scam to me. That's just me, though.
I don't know. Like, she said she lived out of it.
That's what I'm saying. She had everything she could possibly own plus fireworks.
Look, man, every
firework... If you're living out of your car and you're still buying fireworks, I mean, let's get priorities straight.
Yeah,
there's that thing, you know? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
You know how many fireworks I bought this year? Zero, because I can't afford that shit.
No, I got shit to pay for. Yeah. That's why I got a house.
I got debt.
That's why you bought that fucked up truck. You've driven, like, half of its entire life. You've owned it.
You shut up. Shut your mouth.
Cody Brown bought a Dodge pickup, and everybody knows you should not buy a Dodge pickup because they will let you
down.
I can't say shit. I got bit by the bow tie flu. And it cost me a transmission, so...
Hey, Brandon, where's your truck at?
Which one?
Both of them.
I mean, they're not both technically at the same shop. They're both... Their statuses are both in the shop.
So...
Both of your trucks are in the shop?
Yeah, both are... One is in the shop for... Okay, I just bought a new truck, okay? And it had a cracked windshield already. And they said they would replace it for free, as they should.
That's fair.
So that one's in the shop for that reason. That's cool. They're being chill. They're fixing that. They're fixing a little doodads here and there, like the tire sensors don't work really good. So they're fixing that stuff. That's cool.
That's nothing.
Okay, the other one, I put 100,000 miles on this truck, right? You talk about a good working truck.
No, you put 100,000 miles on the truck. How much does this truck have on it?
It's got 260,000 miles on it, right? It is still running like a charm. Holy. It's in the shop because it was doing something weird, okay?
You should buy a Toyota Land Cruiser. You never have to worry about that. You could pour cement in the gas tank and it would still run.
What was the first thing you had to do when you bought that son of a bitch?
Fix the air conditioner.
Exactly.
Guess what?
Some of the windows don't work, whatever. All the mechanics work.
Guess what? You know what you don't have to do when you don't have electric windows? They don't break. Guess what? I can roll those suckers down anytime I want.
Oh, my God. That's
so roll nice. Windows.
God.
That's right.
Mother of God.
That's right. No problems with the windows. And guess what? No problems with the AC either. It runs great.
What brand is this?
It's a Nissan Titan. It's an 04.
Okay. And what's your other brand?
Buying foreign,
it's actually the same truck. I bought the same exact model. It's newer.
Really?
It is luxury because my first truck, the super old one, it's a work model. It's got the manual windows. It's got manual locks. There's nothing fancy about it, right? Except me, obviously, okay?
It's a fucking man's truck.
It's a man's truck. They run good. They know how to build a motor over there.
That's true, man.
I'll give them that.
They do.
I have a Toyota Land Cruiser. I'll talk shit, but it's a champ.
Honda Civics. If you
they will last.
Dude, a Honda Civic, you could drive your entire life. You can drive a Honda. Yeah. Dude, I had a Honda Civic over 300,000 miles in that sucker.
Still ran.
I still see it driving around town. We sold it to a guy for $300.
$300.
I still see it driving around town. Yeah, I'm like, that sucker's got to have 400,000 on it.
Go on Google, and I want you to search for a Toyota Corolla Craigslist ad and type in funny after that, because it's really good.
Is it a good one?
It's a good one. It'll make everybody's night. Once you're done with this episode,
hell yeah,
go look that up.
It better be good.
My buddy's dad had a hatchback Honda Civic.
Like a CRX.
Oh, it was red. It was a little hatchback thing. 400,000 miles. Still running.
Dear God.
Damn. You're like, what the fuck?
The swag machine. The swag wagon.
My mom buys Cadillac Escalades, and without fail, around 100,000 miles, they drop a tranny or something. Yep. Every time. And she'll still buy the goddamn Cadillac Escalade.
Well, of course.
Here's what I think, all right?
Fucking.
If Honda Civics, if Cummins Motors was like, we're going to put a Cummins diesel in a Honda Civic,
They'd be like, fuck no.
Holy crap. It would run a million miles easily. Million. You would never buy another car again.
Million.
Okay, obviously I don't know what's going on. I said, fuck no. What's going on? Why would a Cummins work?
Okay, Cummins is a diesel, right? Diesel motors run forever. Okay, no. Cummins makes a great motor.
My dad has a diesel pickup truck. Stroking. Yeah, my dad had a diesel truck, and it ran for about 250,000 miles and quit. And diesel repair work is way more expensive.
Expensive. If you're going to become a mechanic, you better become a diesel mechanic.
Yes,
dude, exactly. 250,000 miles on a diesel motor. Dude,
I would stay as far away from diesel motors as I could possibly get.
Okay, better gas. You get better mileage with the diesel. It's a better motor, right? It's a combustion engine.
That's why they put diesel motors in Honda Civics, right?
Oh, I wish they did. Holy crap. Dude, semi-trucks with
Cummins? They did. That's next level shit.
Dude, there are semi-trucks with well over a million miles on one motor with the Cummins diesel. Like a straight six diesel motor. Holy crap.
You put that in a Honda Civic. What about our Detroit diesel that we had on engine 3?
That bitch was badass. That was a fucking badass.
That's a Detroit. You can't kill the Detroit. Badass. Yeah.
All you gotta do is add oil. You're fucking good to
Every
go.
Every 5 seconds you gotta add oil.
You're good to go.
Who cares? Every 5 seconds is better than fucking, like, something, but I don't give a shit. It's a Detroit. It won't die.
You gotta have a guy, when you're driving at Code 3, you gotta have a guy adding oil as you're going down the road.
And that's fine. It still ran.
It's basically the same as fuel.
You had to add more oil than we did fuel to that fucking thing.
And it ran forever.
31 fucking years.
It works if it's leaking oil. That means it works.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, that's how you know that the fucking thing is good. Is if it's leaking all over the place, you're like, yep, this truck's in service.
All right, so all of our listeners are like, how many hot button issues can you put in a single episode? Well, let me blow your mind because we're about to do another one. Y'all ready?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. And then you throw another one. All right, let's go.
We're not ending it. Okay, so yesterday we were throwing ladders with my rookie, right? And my whole thing was task books are great, but you got to get reps in to really feel comfortable with throwing ladders. And people think, oh, it's just a ladder. You just put it up against a building. Okay, tell me that whenever you go pick up our fucking ladders.
Our ladders.
We could have had
somebody.
We could have had one brand of ladders that are like much lighter than the other brand of ladders. But
somebody, you know, put them on our truck and they're what they are.
And by somebody, he means our new co-host.
Motherfucking Gerald.
Anywho, let's not get hung up on that topic. So we're throwing ladders, right? All day long, we're throwing ladders and we're having fun. And I'm going outside the box and teaching these guys more things, trying to get their hands on these ladders and work with them in certain ways that the book may not say, but that way they can get comfortable with the ladders, right? And eventually we get to single man throwing 24-foot extension ladders, which isn't the biggest, but you got to know how to do it, and I guess there's some departments out there that don't. And then we got to ladder flips, and we fucking ladder flipped the shit out of the roof ladder, 14-foot, and then we moved on to the 24-foot, flipped the shit out of that, and our smallest rookie, he's tiny, he's a small guy, he's a little guy, he burns through them calories quick, and he ladder flipped that 24-foot. And I know there's people out there that are like, I don't know why we ladder flip. I'll tell you now. There's reasons for ladder flipping.
Dude, it's the cool factor.
It's the speed.
I'll give you 70-30. Speed to cool factor.
Okay. No, it's 50-50. I'll give you that.
Okay, 50-50.
No, well, hold on.
50-50 dude, bullshit. Fuck does a flip do?
If someone sees you doing that,
it's a hot button issue.
If someone sees you ladder flip ladder, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, they drop their panties right there.
Oh, yeah?
It's a 1,000%.
It's a panty dropper.
It is.
Oh, really?
And it's 10 times faster.
What the fuck ever?
Yep.
I could just lean down, pick the goddamn ladder up, and just walk to where I'm going.
That's no, true. Because then you look like a trick-ass bitch.
Okay.
trick-ass bitch.
Yeah, like, let me put my arm through it.
Are you serious? Here,
or I can throw it on my shoulder like a motherfucking G.
Like a G.
And then stab it, and then raise it.
Let me put some reason and logic into this here. Once you guys are done, are you guys done? Y'all done?
Motherfucking G.
Y'all done for a little bit at least.
Hey, what are you doing? Let's
throw that. Fuck that trick ass hoe.
Okay.
One second.
So Bobby Reichart, my boy Bobby, I know you're listening. I know we've had this topic. I know you don't understand ladder flips, but here we are. We're going to break it down into more. We're going to go into detail about this.
Break it down.
So at our department, we don't have 20 guys to like help you throw ladders.
It's basically one guy.
It's one guy. and you got to throw the biggest ladder by yourself because command told you to do so. What's the easiest way to throw a big-ass ladder? Fucking put it on your goddamn shoulder and stab it in the ground and throw the ladder.
Thank you.
What's the fastest way to get it on your shoulder?
Oh, fucking flipping it!
Ladder flip. Exactly.
Exactly.
So, while I'm teaching these rookies who are very... One of them was very small.
They're full of shit.
Nope.
One of them is quite... He's a diminutive figure, but I knew he could do it because he's got that can-do, won't-quit attitude, and I love that about him. So... I show him this ladder flip, and we do it on the roof ladder. It's light. He can do it. Then he goes on to the 24-foot, and then tomorrow we're going to go to the 28-foot. They just don't know it yet. And then maybe one day...
I don't know if you can get it, dude.
Maybe one day we'll do the 35-foot. But anyways, it serves a valuable purpose, and we had guys who have more experience than me say, I don't know why you would ever ladder flip. It's going to tweak your back. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to injure yourself. And I had to make a point at the end of the training and say... I ladder flip these ladders because I practice. So I know I won't tweak my back because I've got the technique down and I practice. And I wouldn't do something that I wouldn't feel comfortable with. And I told the rookies afterwards, don't ladder flip just to feel cool. If you think you can do it and you know, I mean, maybe don't try it on the fire scene. But if you know you can do it, like I know I can fucking do it and I know it's the fastest way, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, not only will you drop panties, but you're going to be faster than shit.
So. Exactly. So and if you
know, whatever.
And to appease those people who are still against the ladder flip, if you want to get it up on your high shoulder, because that's the fastest way of throwing a ladder, in my opinion, exactly. I have a technique for that as well that doesn't require a ladder flip. You just got to let me show you. That's all.
Flip the ladder. Don't be a pussy. Just do it.
Yeah, bunch of fucking hipsters is what I just heard just now.
Way.
Yeah, I'm going to go the hipster route of the fire department. I'm going to be like, hey, look at this flip, bro.
So I was throwing all these ladders, right? Because I'm not the best ladder thrower. I'm not very good at all because we don't throw ladders very often. But that's one thing I like to practice. And after I did the ladder flip and the single man, you know, deployment of it and two or three different ways of like flying the ladder, my acting captain said, so how many fire service ladders do you have at your house to like practice on all the time? I'm like, I fucking don't. I just like make sure I watch people on YouTube, learn their technique, like talk to people who throw ladders.
Yeah, like while you're upstairs dicking the fucking dog, I'm out here throwing ladders.
Exactly. I'm going There's out here throwing thing. The ladders. I'm actually feeling the weight of it. I'm seeing how it is on my shoulder versus...
I'm looking at it, how to pull it out of the rack and how to set it on that step and then how to actually set my body in the right position and then flip it and
how to
it.
And feel
how fast did we do it?
3 seconds.
I'm telling you, saving babies and hanging with motherfucking ladies.
Kyrie Harris, if you're listening, you need to get on our podcast.
Kill it and
just
shit.
Saying.
Look, man, love you. That shit's awesome.
It's awesome.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Let me tell you this.
If you don't feel comfortable, hold on, I'm gonna interrupt Brandon because he was wanting to tell me this. If you feel uncomfortable doing something and you say it's unsafe and that I'm going to tweak my back, let me tell you, I practice. I know I'm not going to tweak my back. Just like Brian Olsen over there lifting 400-pound goddamn boulders.
Rocks and shit.
I know all his buddies.
And you know how he doesn't tweak his back? Because he does it and he works on his form and he practices.
And there's a method to the goddamn madness. No, yes.
There's
a method to goddamn madness.
And
there's ways to
do it. I can respect that. I can honestly respect that you're practicing the craft and you're trying the craft.
Do it.
And that you're going to get fucking better at it, right?
And I know I can't flip a 35, and I don't know if I can flip a 28 because I never flipped a 28, but I know I can't flip a 35. So that's the thing. But you got to get your hands on. You got to go out there and try it.
But here's the thing, man. Like, devil's fucking advocate on this subject is you're going to get some fucking...
I'm a big fan of the devil, so...
Yeah. You fucking scumbag. Like... You're going to get that one motherfucker that's like, I saw them do it on this video, and like, I'm going to get on scene, and I'm going to throw that bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking roll that bitch onto my shoulder, and I'm going to fuck myself up and look
and
like
it,
a complete retard.
Well, let me tell you, though. You know what happens to those people? Either they get it because they're in great shape, or they don't, and they turn into that guy who couldn't handle the hose line and was found on YouTube not being able to handle the hose line. And he looks like an idiot, and we all laugh.
And you get made fun of.
Yeah, you get made fun of. So if they're going to do that, we're going to make fun of you.
And especially when somebody's life's at risk, you're going to say, oh, I'm going to pull this out of my ass.
Yeah.
You're not. You don't do that.
Dude,
you fall back on your level of training.
That's right.
All the time. That's why the Army beat it in our motherfucking heads.
Yeah. Dude, I was totally going to steal that for a second because it It all comes it back to
muscle
that.
Fucking
muscle
memory.
Muscle fucking memory. But, you know, they have this false bravado.
They do.
That I'm going to rise to the fucking occasion.
You don't. You rise to your training.
You fucking sink to the level of your training.
1,000%.
If you train to be a bad motherfucker, like a working fucking chief stretching lines off a command unit.
Shout out to, you know, Howard. Shout out to you, buddy.
Like, if you fucking set that example, if you rise to that level, that's what you'll fucking rise to.
Exactly.
But if you never do a goddamn thing and just sit
there. No, like you run it through your head like, oh yeah, I'm a god.
I'm definitely going to fucking do that.
Whenever this happens, I'm going to throw this together and then we're going to save somebody.
Well, look, man, I get it. No. Like a healthy fucking like active mind that's passionate about the fire service does think through some shit. Because we do it to ourselves. We're the what if.
Exactly.
We're the why generation, right? Of why would we do that? What if this? All that shit. We get made fun of.
Oh, and it's okay because we think of those. Yeah. But we actually train to that level. Like Steven.
Because we're going to put it to application.
Myself, am I going to throw a ladder on a scene the way I do when I practice? Well, fuck yeah. Because I've been practicing. If I've never practiced flipping a ladder and throwing it and stabbing it and doing the shit that I do, am I going to do it on scene? Fuck no. I'm going to go back to my level of training. Correct. If I've always put it on my shoulder, walked it over to where I'm at, stab it in, you know, raise it up, however I'm going to do, yeah, that's where I'm going to go on scene because it's where I'm comfortable, it's where it's worked, it's where... But if I train the way I should be, I'm going to do that on scene.
I know
it's happened multiple times.
I know if I get on a fire and if I need to flip the ladder, the 24-foot, I can do it. If it's a 28-foot, I probably won't flip it on the scene because I haven't done it. So, and
but
people
it's
say...
it's level of training, correct?
And people say, why... Okay, this is one of my big things. Why would you flip a ladder? Because the ladder has to be on the ground and you find the midpoint and then you flip it. Why would you ever do that on a scene? Well, when you're in an apartment where only one guy's responsible for throwing a ladder, pulling it out of its rack and going straight from there, I train my guys to like use the back step and the bumper to bring it down to the ground safely so they're not working so hard and getting tired before they ever throw the ladder. So if you're bringing it down all the way to the bumper, just set it on the ground, and from there you can flip it on your shoulder. So that's my whole thing. That's why I do it. That's why I think it's a valid thing. I get some people might say it's showy. But you know what? If the guy can do it, and I've seen a YouTube video of a guy doing a 35-foot ladder flip and
you're
stabbing
a badass, by the way. I couldn't.
Onto
I
the asphalt.
I couldn't do it.
And flying that ladder, that's pretty cool. But that
we're
going
to fucking get there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tried that 28-footer.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker had my lunch. It did. I had the flip, but then, like, you know, catching it without dying, I had the man they call Brandon there.
Cody owes me a life debt for saving his life.
What'd you do?
I flipped it, but then whenever it was coming back down, it was a lot heavier than what I thought, and it almost killed me.
Brandon, what did you do?
I was standing behind him thinking, ain't no way he's going to flip this ladder, right? And he goes to raise
it.
Yeah, no, I know. There's no way I could do it either. I'm not saying well, I'm awesome and he's not. I'm saying it's a heavy ladder, right? Well, he's raising it, and it, you know, it's coming down. I'm like, well, I can make this better.
It's coming down quick.
I stick my arms up in the air, you know, as you do.
That whole gravity thing.
Yeah. Gravity sucks.
Yeah, so he caught the other side of it when it was trying to kill me.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for real. I have some work to do.
That's why he's been so nice to me.
I got to practice on it.
That's why he's been so nice to me.
You got some work, but here's the thing. It's pushing for that level of things, right?
Yeah, like, am I going to stop because I failed that one time? Fuck no. I'm going to try the 28-footer again, and when I start nailing that 28-footer, oh, yeah. You bet your ass.
35
times.
Yeah.
But
what am I?
Until then, I'm like, I'm at like the
I'm gonna throw
baby
the 40.
Stage right
I'm going to throw the 40.
Are you going to throw the 40?
No.
I'm going to throw the 40.
No.
Oh, dear God.
I'm going to throw the 40.
Mother of God.
I'm going to raise it all the way to the top.
If you do, if you throw it and you flip it, I'm just going to go ahead and just tell everybody to make it chief.
Yeah.
Just bring me the white hat right now.
You know what he's going to give you? He's going to give you the unicorn.
Yeah,
okay. That's what he's going to give you.
If I can throw the 40 on my own?
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm going to throw the 40.
See, but, you know, to the realism of it, man, of pushing yourself to those limits and wanting to achieve that next thing, is that not progression?
That's not staying fucking stagnant.
Yeah, that's what we should be pushing for.
Even if it's something as, you know, minute. We want to look fucking awesome. We want to throw the ladder. We want to do the flip. It's fast. It works. There's a method for it. And there's a reason for it.
Yes.
So, cool. We get it down. But do we just decide, oh, fuck it. We got it. 24 foot? We're golden. There's no reason to ever do anything else. No, you stay stagnant.
That's stagnant.
Let me say right there.
Don't stay stagnant.
The argument against flipping ladders, if a guy can do it, kind of reminds me of the argument of, like, the guy bringing the acoustic guitar to the campfire party out in the sticks and getting all the chicks.
He's the man.
All the guys who don't play the guitar are, like, fucking looking at this guy like, who's this guy?
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. And you know what? That guy's, like, nose deep in pussy by the end of the night, and you're not.
You're a fucking cocksucker. Yeah, you're fucking pussy-stealing motherfuckers, That's what you became. So, you want to be the average fucking Joe?
Or you want to cook the fucking, like, the best goddamn gourmet meal this girl's ever eaten.
You can be eating bologna or fucking ribeye, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, flip the ladder. Yeah. There you go.
Yep. So,
bam. Fucking bam.
Fucking bam.
I think that's where we're going to end this episode. Yeah. So, thanks so much for listening, Bobby. Bobby, we love you so much. I know you don't like flipping the ladder. That's why I decided to, you know, I'm a little intoxicated.
Hey, don't act like we don't drink here. Like, you hear us.
Yeah. So. And if you got a rebuttal, you know, you're welcome on the show any goddamn time. And anytime. You know what? We miss you, and you need to show up at some point.
And fucking Steven, that motherfucker.
All right, bro. We're going to sign off. We're going to head out to the outro, and y'all enjoy this nice little hip-hop transition.
Yeah, good luck, Steven.
We're going to close this thing out. It's been a great episode. We had Steven on the finale of season one. And we brought on Brandon, the man they call Brandon. And Geraldo going to...
Damn right, motherfucker.
...motherfucking bring it up for us, so...
Yeah, we hit a lot of hot button issues. And I know it seemed probably like a lot, like we're going all over the place. Which...
I mean, what can you expect? We're drinking.
That's what we do. But this is like a roundtable sort of episode. And we're trying to cover all our bases. And we got two new guys and one guy leaving. So, I mean, what can you expect? I'm sure once season two starts... This show will have more of a focus, and we can tackle one issue at a time, and so on. But I hope
we're still going to be scatterbrained.
I hope y'all enjoyed the show, and maybe it was a welcome distraction to the humdrum portions of your life. You know, the commute to work or the gym or wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope it brought some entertainment, and it's been an honor. Being a co-host for this show, it was something that Cody and I just thought of and decided to pursue and put a little money behind. And we never made a dime off of this, and we love it for that reason. Never went mainstream. We never sold out. I got out of this before we ever sold out. So if y'all end up going mainstream, guess what?
Motherfucking mainstream.
I got a clear conscience.
And shit.
Yeah, because you can't be mainstream.
Whatever.
But yeah, exactly. So
mainstream.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, because you wanted to be that guy.
I want to say thank you to everybody that's listened to us and that sent us feedback and that's talked to us about their lives and their jobs and their departments, and it's really cool getting to connect with you guys. And even the few trainings that we went to this year, you know, showing up and hearing people say that they were fans of the show, that was really cool. Going to the Texas State Association of Firefighters Conference and meeting fans of the show, that was really cool. I want to give a shout out to a gentleman named Jonathan Brumley. He sent me a message, said, "Hey brothers, just listen to your latest. I've now worked in 3 states and 6 departments. I made the decision to leave Houston Fire to chase my dreams and got the job in Denver. My family has been amazing to support me through it, but chase those dreams. It totally pays off." So Jonathan, you responded along with several other people to our last podcast where we asked if anybody had made these big jumps across state lines. And so I just want to say thank you for sharing your experience. That's really cool. Glad you got the job in Denver. Congrats. And thanks for reaching out.
Most definitely, guys. We appreciate all the fan feedback that we can get, and it's going to be crazy. You know, Steven's going off on the great green wild wonder, and we'll be holding down the fort here, me, Brandon, and Gerald,
just slinging out some more shit for you guys to listen to. So hopefully you keep up with us and tell us how you like it. It's going to be season 2. So definitely check in for that shit.
Look, man, I honestly think it's going to be a great year. You know, it is a loss losing Steven, the voice of liberal, or whatever we want to give him shit for today. But, you know, man, we wish you luck. We wish you greener pastures and great times. And you better fucking come back and tell us about it, because, you know, we'll have our fire boners all jealous and shit.
No, of course.
But I think with what we got here, we have a different dynamic. It's going to be something to catch on to, but I think we're going to make it fucking work. And that's what we're all about, is improvise, adapt, and overcome as firemen. So, you know what? Let's fucking hang on and let's go for it.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
That was a yeehaw from Brandon Williams, and I'll go ahead and concur. I think this show is in good hands, and they'll create plenty of entertaining content for you guys to listen to, you know, along the same lines as the shit that me and Cody came up with. So I think y'all will be just fine, and wherever I am, I'll be sure to tune in as well. Send a bunch of hate mail, probably create 10 hate mail accounts, leave a bunch of 1-star reviews, you know, that sort of deal.
Hey, we're okay with it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, Steven, with this being the last episode for a while for you, why don't you just lead us out?
All right. I just want to thank the Lord God. Blah, 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 blah. Just kidding. Cody's laughing because he knows that's not true. This is the last episode. So, as always, know your trade.
Do your job.
Do work.
Do work, guys.
We'll see y'all. This is Steven. I'm going to miss all of you. I'm going to miss all your messages. I'm going to miss everybody messaging me and calling me and seeing me in person, all that stuff. But you know what? I'm out to go fight fire. I'm going to miss these brothers in Pampa. I'm going to miss a whole bunch of shit. And it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in for the second season of Do Work.
Do Work.
Do Work. We'll see you guys later. Have a good one.